Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. So I recently had a conversation with a client who was told by her current advisor not to fund the annuity because she would be better off just keeping it in the market. Long story short, she's 64 years old. She was looking at funding the annuity with $250,000 and then deferring that income for 5 years until the age of 69. At that point in time, the guaranteed payout would be $30,000 per year. Now, again, the advisor was trying to convince her to keep the money in the market. And at least at the time of this recording, I'm not securities licensed, so I couldn't advise her to keep it in the market or to take it out of the market. So my question to her was, what is the purpose of the money? And her answer was, I want guaranteed lifetime income at the age of 69. So what I told her, okay, if that is the purpose of the money that you want, then we really just need to do a true apples to apples comparison and do the math to figure out what it would take to get you the $30,000 by keeping the money in the market. Now, since traditional retirement planning all revolves around this 4% rule, which is very much still alive, the question we have to ask is, okay, $30,000 5 years from now, what does that $250,000 have to grow to provide $30,000 a year? Now, $30,000 is 4%. Remember, you can take 4% of the pile of money. $30,000 is 4% of $750,000, meaning the $250,000 that she was looking at funding the annuity with, that $250,000 would have to grow to $750,000 in order to get a starting income of $30,000 in 5 years. So we ran the numbers, and those calculations came out that $250,000 would have to get a little over a 24.5% return every single year for the next 5 years with no losses. And that's not including management fees. And that $30,000 is most definitely not guaranteed to last the rest of her life. Okay, so that put this into perspective for her. And I think anyone is willing, as long as they're willing to be honest with themselves, that's probably not going to happen, especially on a guaranteed basis. So when she took those numbers back to the other advisor and pointed out this is never going to happen, if we're just all being honest, the next suggestion was, okay, why don't you just keep the money in the market for the next 5 years and then transfer the money to an income annuity at that point? Okay, understandable. It's a reasonable suggestion. But again, let's do the math. Okay, the numbers don't lie. So at the time of this recording, where interest rates are still pretty high, if she were to wait until 69 years old and then just transfer that into an income annuity that would provide her $30,000 per year from that point on, that would take about $392,000 to get the guaranteed income of $30,000 per year. So basically what we have to compare is what type of growth rate would it take to turn $250,000 today into $392,000 5 years from now. After running the numbers, she would have to get a 9.4% return, again, every single year for the next 5 years with no losses, not including management fees. So this scenario, definitely more plausible, but definitely not guaranteed. And again, the purpose of the money, this is what she wanted, a guaranteed income. The purpose of the money was to provide $30,000 per year, guaranteed for life, 5 years from now, with no questions asked. So what did she end up doing? You could probably guess she ended up funding the annuity with $250,000 And now she has a guaranteed $30,000 to look forward to at the age of 69. And she never has to worry about what the market is going to be doing over the next 5 years. There's plenty of other money outside of the annuity to get the benefit from market growth. But again, if we're looking for guaranteed income, the best solution is a guaranteed income annuity. So as always, I like to tell people what my point is in telling them all this. Point number one, it's going to be very hard to get that type of growth needed inside of a managed portfolio to provide a comparable income based on the traditional means of just chasing market returns if we're working within the confine of that 4% rule. And again, my personal opinion, but based on an experience of about 10 years in this industry now, it's going to be next to impossible to ensure you're going to get that type of return year over year with no losses. My second point is the sooner someone makes a decision to fund one of these annuities for the purpose of guaranteed income, the better the outcome gets as they defer that income further down the road. So the sooner you can make that decision on what the purpose of the money is, the better the outcome is going to be. And of course, that's not my opinion. We just want to do the math on it and see if it's even plausible. So that's what we're always going to do in these type of scenarios is let's just run the numbers and then you get to decide if that seems like a realistic scenario. I hope that makes sense on why getting these income annuities up and running as soon as possible could be the best course of action for your retirement strategy. And if you have questions about your personal situation, the best thing to do is, number one, especially if you're new to the annuity world, go and watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, and then go to atlasannuity.com or click schedule a call in the top right corner of any page of my website and book a short time to get your questions asked about your personal situation. And if you're new to the channel or the podcast and you like the information that you're hearing, do us a favor because it helps us get more exposure. Like the podcast, like the YouTube channel, subscribe to it, and share the information with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. And as always, I appreciate you stopping by and listening to the information. Again, this is Marty Becker with episode number 73, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.